As U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran enter a new phase, the conflict is reaching beyond the battlefield, affecting energy markets and disrupting trade through the Strait of Hormuz. Dr. Thomas Duncan, professor of economics at Radford University, says he's concerned about the steady climb in crude oil, which now ranges between $75 and $80 per barrel, and about whether insurance costs for American ships heading towards Iran will be covered, noting that traffic along the main route through the Strait of Hormuz has stagnated.
What is the U.S.'s ability to protect those ships? How long are they willing to pay those insurance costs if, like, the war over there goes for a lengthier bit of time? And do we just stop the oil coming through there, or do we start rerouting them under longer-term, longer-distance paths to get to the rest of the U.S.?
Duncan also questioned the future of the United States' involvement in this conflict, saying that if soldiers are deployed and stationed, it could become a very different ballgame, both physically and economically.
Part of it will say, okay, did we stop at the bombs and then left, or did we stay? We won't know that. I mean, they're talking now, you know, maybe 3, 4, 6 weeks. If we're like several months in, then it starts to look like a different venture.
In the aftermath of the death of Iran's leader, Ali Khamenei, Duncan says there could be a possibility of internal conflict within and around the country alongside American and Israeli involvement. Connor Arthur, WFIR News.